AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two U.S. officials say American satellite systems detected infrared activity or heat around a Russian passenger plane before it hit the ground in Egypt, killing all 224 people on board on Saturday. One says that they have ruled out a missile being the cause of that heat because neither a launch nor an engine burn had been detected. Investigators are now checking the cockpit voice and flight data recorders from the Russian airliner. Former NTSB board member John Golia says investigators need to take their time with all that information on those recorders.
You get a quick read on these data recorders. There's an ocean of data on these things. And sometimes they change when you go back and you start refining what you've looked at.
224 people were killed when the plane went down last Saturday morning. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump takes shots at his GOP opponents, calling Florida Senator Marco Rubio overrated, Ben Carson weak on immigration, and Jeb Bush unable to deliver his message. And the candidates with lower ratings should get out of the race. As for the debate, Trump says,
the networks have made a fortune because of me, not because of anybody else.
Trump is touting his new book, Crippled America, which boasts his success stories but offers few details about his policies should he be elected. Off-year elections underway in a number of states today, governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi, where voters are also deciding on a constitutional amendment on school funding. Mayoral races will also be decided in several cities, including Houston, as well as Philadelphia. And marijuana is on the ballot in Ohio and Colorado. Voters in Ohio trying to decide whether to legalize recreational marijuana, while as the Colorado voters will decide whether or not to use the excess profits for state issues. This is AP Radio News. The country's major automaker sold a lot of cars last month. AP's Tom Krischer is in Detroit.
General Motors, Ford, Fiat Chrysler, Nissan all reported double-digit sales gains compared to last year, and it could be the best October in 14 years.
GM sales jumped nearly 16%. Volkswagen, strapped with emissions cheating scandal, posted just a very small gain. Overall, car sales have been at an annual rate of a record 17.8 million vehicles. A hero of a nightclub fire in Romania that killed at least 32 people has been buried. Hundreds of mourners gathered today in Bucharest at the funeral for Claudiu Petri, a popular photographer and blogger in the city. He returned to the nightclub Friday night to rescue a woman, then went back into the inferno. He was never seen alive again. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 98. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.